and a very warm welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. I'm your host, Kieran Uritasiat, and I'm with you for the next hour playing you some fantastic tunes from the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hello, this is Suri from the United Kingdom.
Hi, this is
Kano
from Norway.
Hello guys, this is Imri from Israel. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
I've been trying to let you go, and I thought I was strong. Love's got a hold on me, and now I can't move on. Are we making the same mistake? Have we learned from the past? Could this be our second chance, the one that's gonna last? On top of the world, I'm reaching out. Of the world I sing out loud. Just promise to never break my heart. I'll give you forever. On top of the world, just you and I. So promise to never say goodbye. Now I know we are forevermore. People may come and always known that we would find a way. On top of the world I'm reaching out. On top of the world I sing out loud. Just promise to never break my heart. I'll give you forever. Strong I am when you're with me. Say your love is here to stay. Need you more every day. Just promise to never break my heart. I'll give you forever. On top of the world, just you and I. So promise to never say.
Celia Rombre with On Top of the World from the Netherlands Eurovision entry 2007. Shockingly, not qualifying out of the semis that year. Unbelievably, it only came 21st with 38 points. Shocking. And the performance and vocal was incredible. So there was nothing wrong with it at all. Really, 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 really wasn't. No, indeed. Well, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase this week. I am your host, Kieran Uritasiat. If you want to get in contact with the show, it would be lovely to hear from you. You can send us a tweet on Twitter at ESE Showcase. Of course, you can like our Facebook page. You can message us that way. Or, of course, you can comment on our bits and bobs that we post throughout the week. So that is called the Eurovision Showcase. Quite simply, you can email us as well. Our email address is eseshowcase@gmail.com. Easy peasy lemon squeezy, even my 5-year-old nephew could do that, I'm sure, and I'm sure you can too. So it'll be lovely to hear from you, get your requests and dedications in. Right, well, on this week's show we've obviously got our normal bits and bobs. We've got Rob's random request, we've got Live and Kicking, this week's Dream World, and the Eurovision Showcase news, all coming up between now and at the top of the hour. But now it's time to play another song from the Netherlands, a song which I think is completely underrated. It deserved much more than what it did. Now bear in mind, it did come 7th in 1983 for the Netherlands, but I think it deserved to be at least in the top 3. It's a fantastic, catchy song, and even if you don't know Dutch, this song is going to be stuck in your head. So here is the Netherlands 1983 from the beautiful and sweet Bernadette with the song called Sing Me a Song. The Netherlands 1983 in Munich, Germany.
Stay.
That is Etc., the Irish Eurovision entry in 2009, which again didn't qualify out of the semis, just like the Dutch entry that we heard a little bit earlier on at the beginning of the show from 2007. Yes, Sinead Mulvey, yes, and her amazing Black Daisy band. Yes, they were, those girls were awesome. I know I say awesome quite a lot, and also amazing, but it truly is epic. Yeah, so I really do mean it this time. I do. Okay, right, moving swiftly on. Also in 2009's contest, there was a lot of amazing songs. And again, there it is. So I want to share a song which didn't qualify out of the semi-finals in its national final, let alone the actual Eurovision contest. So we go to Melody Festival in 2009 and the fourth semi-final of their horrific large national final. So this song came seventh in the semi-final, right down at the bottom, but both of these singers have Eurovision pedigree. So Anna Sahlin is Swedish, but she represented Estonia in 2002, coming joint third with the UK with her song Runaway. And also we had Maria Håkanström she represented Norway the previous year in 2008 in Belgrade, and she came fifth with her amazing song Hold On Be Strong. So both of the girls teamed up for a song called Killing Me Tenderly Every Time You Look At Me. So yeah, so the song is really catchy. Again, it's a bit of a slow ballad in a way, but with a bit of a punch. So here is the song from Melody Festival in 2009. Yes, indeed. It's Anna Sahlin and Marie Håkanström. It's Estonia and Norway bridging together in Sweden. Here is Killing Me Tenderly.
Cloak and dagger man, you're just like a toxic girl.
Yeah. Bogdan Bushpeva. I'm from Albania. I'm representing Albania in Eurovision Song Contest. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And my song is called Mal. So enjoy it.
Gjatën përbim në mbrotësi Kë balë që të djetë Nuk një kufi as larkësi As gjërë të botë Nuk mund të shpredo njësi Kur zemë pashkonën Dhe prajë prajën si
Bashpera representing Albania in 2018. Getting a very respectable place. I think it was 13th in the grand final, Rob.
That was a brilliant song as well.
Do you know, when we were fortunate enough to be in the arena for the first semi-final and Albania came up, imagine the faces that we had then. Because I had goosebumps. I don't know about you, didn't you?
Yeah, I suppose so. It was a brilliant song, and he certainly can pop out a tune.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Bop out a tune.
Bop out a tune.
Okay. Dear. Well, Rob is here.
Hello.
My husband, yes. And how are you, anyway?
I am well.
Yeah.
Just not looking forward to going back to work tomorrow after having had 3 weeks off. But then I shouldn't complain, really.
No. And if you did...
Well, I worked one day, to be fair. I had to work one day.
And which one was and that? The 27th?
29th. No, 27th. Yeah, you're right. But yeah. I only worked half the day.
See, I know what I'm on about. Yeah, so Albania qualified in 8th place. And then when it came to the grand final, they were 11th.
There you go. I thought they did better than 13th.
Yeah.
Kieran's losing the plot.
I am. I'm lacking. I'm slacking.
You shouldn't be allowed.
And everything in between. Right, okay. So Rob's here. So this is the perfect time for... What is it going to be, Rob?
I think, possibly, it is... Rob's random request.
Righty ho. So Rob has two hats. If you've never heard about this segment, Rob's random request is that he has two hats. Little bits of paper in both of these hats. In one hat, we've got little bits of paper with years on it of every Eurovision Song Contest from 1956 to 2019. Obviously, we haven't had 2020 yet, but after the contest,
ooh,
we can have that.
136 days, I believe it was.
Yes, something
no,
like that.
Minus 234 days.
Yeah.
We watched something on telly the other day. I'm not just that clever.
No.
Well, I am.
And the other hat has a little bit of paper with countries on it. So we've got Albania all the way to Yugoslavia.
I've not picked Yugoslavia yet.
Yes, you have.
Oh, yes, not recently, though.
No, okay. I think you picked their one in 1960-something, okay. Which was quite random. Of course, that's what it's all about.
Well, let me pick out a year.
A year?
Right, I've got one. I've got two.
Oh, the year.
2002.
Ah, so that is the contest in Tallinn, Estonia, the year after Estonia won in Copenhagen. So, in 2002, we had the lovely Marianne from Latvia singing the song, I Wanna.
That one that won?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't a particularly good song, really, was
no,
it?
No, it's awful. I don't
one
like
of those
it.
Winners, a bit like Azerbaijan's winner, which was really wasn't deserving.
2011.
Yeah.
I know.
Right, I've got a country. Let's have a look.
Oh, the country.
Greece.
Oh, dearie me. You picked this song. Oh, Rob. This is probably one of the worst songs of the contest, if not the worst. It's not very good at all.
Well, tough, you got to play it. Those the rules.
These are the rules, dear. Now, 2002, Greece were represented by an all-male group, but the main lead singer was Michalis Lakinatis with the song... Sagapo, S-A-G-A-P-O.
In English, though.
Yes, it is, but it's just... basically, so Terry Wogan, God rest his soul, said, bring back the Borg. Basically, it means, like, you know, this is just a lot of... Basically, they were all dressed in, like, I don't know, like, robot costume, but without any type of headgear. It didn't work.
And there were some good songs that you had. Enfant du Temps for France. You had Jessica Garlick for England. United Kingdom, sorry. You had Ira Losco with Seventh Wonder for Malta, which was good.
Oh, yes.
Somebody
and Rosa.
Enjoy, people.
Europe Living a Celebration from Spain. 2000, getting seventh. Oh, I mean, 2002 was the contest where I just... fell in love with it.
Wasn't the beginning of the era that I think is the worst era of Eurovision? That kind of,
I think your
dodgy
era
songs.
Worst is probably 2000 was the worst of them.
Well, it's when you get the really. I think the 2000s in general, not all the songs. There's some brilliant, like Enfant du Temps, lovely, but 2000s in general was not particularly a good decade for Eurovision. I feel that it went particularly cheesy, and then it's come back really strongly in the last decade.
It was very niche back then.
Yeah, and I think it's got much more better. It's much more best. Really bad English. Mm. It's got much better in the last, and the songs generally. I mean, look at the winner last year, Arcade. It's a really decent, really good song, and I've heard it being played on BBC Radio 2.
Yes.
Ooh, on a non-Eurovision sort of show, so that's good.
Yes, that's true.
Anyway, I'll let you crack on.
So what are we playing, Rob?
Greece 2002, which is Sagopo by Michalis Ratinzik. That'll do.
Rakinatizis.
Okay.
Tizis. My Greek is awful too. Anyway, Afghani star to all of our Greek listeners.
Enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob.
I think not.
Pray for me.
Martel Cheek representing France in 1986 with the so sweet Européenne, which basically means, from French into English, European girls. Yes. It's such a sweet little song in the 80s for France. Very innocent and gen, and sadly was overshadowed by many fantastic songs in the 1986 contest, I must admit. Came 17th in the end with only 13 points. It was one of France's worst results in the 80s, sadly. But they, oh my goodness me, on stage in Bergen in Norway, they, it seemed to have been the in thing back in the mid 80s, when it was the year I was born, a few days after the contest. They're all wearing coats, like long coats that would go down to the back of their knees, basically. It was bizarre stuff. But it also reminds me of the coats that Selma performed, her backing dancers, for Iceland in 1999, for All Out of Luck. She came second with that, with the most cheesiest choreography ever, but it sort of suited it a bit more, and the song stood out like a sore thumb, you know, where that one was a little bit underrated, understated. It was just there, and it was performed really quite early on the night. So, you know, completely overshone, sadly. And back then, it was the juries, of course. So, yeah, that didn't stand out for them. Anyways, I digress. Now, it is now time to keep you updated. Yes, you, the lovely listener. News about the Eurovision Song Contest. It is now time for your Eurovision Showcase news right here on the Eurovision Showcase. Your host, Kieran Ari Tertiet, and the news is dated of Sunday, the 5th of January, 2020. Now, on Friday, I think it was during the morning actually, there were 36 participants announced for the Lithuanian national selection show, Eurovojos Itranka, which is a marathon of Eurovision standards, my goodness me. And there's quite a few familiar faces that have bubbled up onto that, so keep your eye on Lithuania this Eurovision season. Now, on New Year's Eve, Georgia had the final of its Georgian Idol, where it selected its representative for Eurovision 2020 in Rotterdam. And they have made a decision. The Georgian public have chosen Tonaikai Kipirani to be their representative. Now, he has been in the Georgian national final before, back in 2017, with quite a horrific song. it's a scene to behold, which I might be daft enough to play it a little bit for you, just for hilarity reasons, of course, so stay tuned. Now, this coming Monday on the 6th, we will find out the participants for the Norwegian National Final, Melody Grand Prix 2020, so very exciting times in Norway. Now, it was initially announced in October that the Netherlands is going full steam on their biggest rebrand in years to transform its image for 2020 onwards. And over the past week or so, the news has been published in media outlets worldwide that their branding is not going to say Holland at all, as it's the country's nickname, even though it's actually one of the Netherlands' regions. And that is currently your Eurovision Showcase news. If you want more, head over to escextra.com or eurovoir.com. I am your host, Kieran Ari Tertiet. Sit back and relax. We've still got plenty more to come. We have Dream World and Live and Kicking, and plenty more songs from the world of the Eurovision Song Contest.
Come on.
Meine Damen und Herren, ladies and gentlemen, Mesdames und meine Herren.
The Little Mermaid and Dr. Death. This pair will kill you.
Good evening, Europe!
Have you missed a previous episode of the Eurovision Showcase? Never fear, Kieran is here. Visit the website escshowcase.podbean.com or search for the show on Spotify, Mixcloud, or any podcast app, including Apple Podcast and the Podbean app itself. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Uri Tuttiot. There is no need to be making your mind up.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Você está ouvindo Eurovision Showcase na Forest FM com Kieran Tuttiot. As melhores músicas. Ok, algumas não tão boas assim. Eurovision, aqui em 92.3. Forest FM.
Hey, this is Zala.
And Gasper from Slovenia.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
And this is our song Savvy. Enjoy.
Cosa tvoje misli polne? Lahko poslušaš, kako mi pije srce. Kako težko je tvoje breme? Meni se lahko zatečeš. Vprašaj, kaj me vodi dalje. Sada sižki in razdalje. Kot liskre z vetrom in se mu upira. Jaz grem s tokom in se mu upiram. Vedno se ne vidi zvez. Samo sanji sebi zvez. Ne govori mi o prosti. Pusti jih da tečejo. Ko najne želje so različne. Sprejmeš me in sprejmem te. Poglej me. Je nuno, da ima vse pomen. Večnost in ta planet nista prijatelja. In jaz sem kot snežinka, ki čaka na pomlad. Vedno se ne vidi zvez, samo stani sebi zvez. Ne govori mi, a prosti. Vedno se ne vidi zvez, samo stani sebi zvez. Ne govori mi, a prosti. Ni ti treba se dokazovati.
Zala and Gasper representing Slovenia at this, well, about to say this year's contest, but no, it was last year's, 2019. Oh yeah, Slovenian entry, La Slovenia. Now, now that's sort of a definition of a song that managed to stand out in Eurovision in the grand final, coming mid-placing. And nobody really knows why, though I must admit, bless them, Zala and Gasper, they had some chemistry on stage. It was moody, it was modern, and it was really awesome. I think so. Anyways, they're lovely. Sebi was the name of their song for Slovenia, coming 15th. And the song Sebi basically means to myself. So I guess if they translated it into English, it really wouldn't make sense, maybe. But Slovenia, bless them, have had a love-hate relationship with the Eurovision Song Contest. Bless them, they've came at seventh twice, which is their best result at the contest, back in 1995 and also in 2001. Now, in 2001, they had Nusha Derenda with Energy, which was one of the pre-contest favourites, but it came seventh in the end, which was quite a shock to many people, I think. But in 1995, my favourite Slovenian entry is the one we're going to hear next. I got to see this amazing woman perform at the Eurovision Cafe in Vienna, Austria, on Eurovision Week in 2015. It was absolutely incredible. I got to see her perform Rise Like a Phoenix from Conchita Wurst, obviously the previous year's winner. Her 1995 entry, Porushimi, Listen to Me, and also her entry in 1999 for Slovenia coming 13th, I believe it was 13th, for 1,000 years when she had that god-awful yellow dress on the stage then. But she looked amazing in 1995. She just looked like she owned that stage. And that stage in the Point Theatre then in Dublin was humongous. It was humongous. And it didn't swallow her up because she performed the hell out of that song. And she knew how to draw in a crowd. She got 10 points from the UK jury that year in 1995. So this song, to me, is legendary. And it should have done so much better for Slovenia. It deserved it. So here is Dalia Shrelja. Yes, I can pronounce that right. I've never known if that's the right way or not. And Google Translate doesn't help, obviously. So here is Porushimi. Listen to me. Slovenia's entry in 1995.
Please stop. Hello, this is Omar Naber from Slovenia. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, On My Way.
You've all been very kind, but I made up my mind. Now I'm about to leave you all behind. I'm feeling so alone, I'm turning down my tone. Before the rise of sun, I will be gone. On my way, I'm never coming back. And I'll pray I'm never gonna crack. World is calling. I'm giving up the fight. Before the break of dawn, I will be gone. On my way, I'm never coming back. And I'll pray I'm never gonna crack. World is calling.
Slovenia, 2017 there, Omar Naber with On My Way. Now, sadly, he didn't qualify out of his semi-final, which is a bit of a shame. It was one of my personal favourites. It was. So don't hold it against me. Now, if you want to get your contact, get in contact with the show, please do. Our Twitter handle is at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called The Eurovision Showcase. And our email address is escshowcase@gmail.com. It would be amazing to hear from you, of course. And now it's time for us to dream of a song which I would have loved the UK to have sent to the Eurovision Song Contest instead of our own entry.
Dream world, I can fly among the clouds over great mountains high. Dream world, across the clear blue sky.
Now, this week's Dream World takes us to 1987. Yes, we're doing 1987 again. A few months ago, I picked a song from 1986 to represent us in 1987. Now, remember in 1987, we had Ricky with It's Only the Light. But this particular song, which I've picked, did incredibly well in the UK charts. Well, back in that time, it was so competitive. It got to number 6, but it charted all over the world, including New Zealand and Australia, and most importantly in Europe, Austria, Belgium, France, Germany, Ireland, Israel, if you call that Europe, I guess, Italy, the Netherlands, Norway, Sweden, Switzerland, and Spain, of course, and in the United States, Billboard Hot 100 charts. So yes, I'm talking about the amazing Level 42. and running in the family. This week's Dream World for the 1987 contest, I would have loved the UK to have sent to Eurovision that year in Brussels.
Send us to our room, he'd be the voice of doom. He said that we would thank him later. All day he was solid as a rock, but by 8 o'clock we'd be grumbling. One night, my brother Joe and me climbed down the family tree that grew outside our bedroom window. We ran though we knew we couldn't last, running from the past, things that we were born to. It's so bizarre, it runs in the family. All the things we are, on the backseat of the car, with Joseph and Emily, we only see so far. And we all have our daddy's eyes, looking back, it's so bizarre. Servant judge, a man so large, he barely fit his circumstances. He said two kids out on the street were picked up on the beaten in the station. So there's me with Emily and Joe and Daddy driving home, all heading in the same direction. In you, no matter what the brakes, we make the same mistakes. Couldn't take his eyes off Joe and me. Looking back, it's so bizarre, it runs in the family. All the things we are, on the backseat of the car, with Joseph and Emily, we only see so far. And we all have our daddy's eyes. Looking back, it's so bizarre, it runs in the family. All the things we are, looking back, it's so bizarre.
A dream within a dream world or somewhere in between. Like a drama plays his song, like a father, like a son.
You're gonna have to face the music.
Level 42 here on the Eurovision Showcase with Running in the Family, this week's Dream World here on the Eurovision Showcase. Yes, obviously Ricky came 13th in Brussels with Only the Light. Didn't do particularly well. The vocals were a bit gee-whiz. Yes, and it actually was statistically the worst UK result ever at that time, up until 2000 when Nicky French sang Don't Play That Song Again. Yes. Anyway, less said about that, the better. Let's move on to Live and Kicking.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a time where we play a song live from Eurovision itself. And to play us out on this week's show is Katrina and the Waves, Love Shine a Light. Time for us to be patriotic here in the United Kingdom with our last winner in 1997. Take care. I hope you could join us next week on Sunday at 5 p.m. on Forest FM. Take care of yourselves. Allez, fideci, au revoir. Ravide sein, visla, dobizenia. I have been Kieran Aritasiet. Toodaloo!
Love, shine light in every corner of my heart. Let the love light carry. Let the love light carry. Light up the magic in every little part. Let our love shine light in every corner of our hearts.
Corner of our hearts.